Jerry Nelson joins us by phone tonight. He's a former dairy farmer who writes a weekly column, Dear County Agent Guy. His writing also appears in the nation's top farming magazines, including Farm Journal and Living the Country Life, as well as being featured on A Prairie Home Companion. He and his wife, Julie, live on the Volga, South Dakota farm that Jerry's great-grandfather homesteaded in the 1880s. Tonight, we're going to talk about his book, Dear County Agent Guy, Calf Pulling, Husband Training, and Other Curious Dispatches from a Midwestern Dairy Farmer, which is the title of the collection of his poems. Jerry, I'm delighted to welcome you to Around Cincinnati. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I thought very briefly, for those of us who don't live on a farm, you might tell us what a county agent is.
Oh, a county agent is a person who helps advise farmers about things that they have problems with, you know, like weed control or tillage practices, anything else that might arise on the farm.
Well, your first letter to him was an interesting one, so tell us what that was about, please.
Well, in 1996, our area was going through an extended spell of wet weather, and as a farmer, there's nothing you can do about wet weather. You can't go out and mow the road ditches or do any tillage. And so I was driving around, and I saw that some of my land had been so wet for so long that cattails were beginning to grow where there should have been rows of corn. So I fired up the computer and wrote a spoof letter to my county extension agent, Mel Kloster. And instead of writing Dear Mel, I wrote Dear County Agent Guy. And in the letter, I asked him if he knew of a cheap, effective herbicide to control the cattails in my corn. And while he was at it, maybe he could help me get rid of the ducks and the powerboats that were out there, because they were probably wrecking some corn, too.
Well, in addition to that, there are some intriguing things just in the title of your book, and one of them is calf pulling. And when I first saw it, I thought, oh, maybe that's a rodeo event, but I was totally wrong about that. So tell us about calf pulling and, you know, that specific incident you write about in the book with your wife.
Yeah, well, a calf puller is a winch-like device that is used to assist cows when they're giving birth if it's a difficult birth. It very often can make the difference between saving the cow and the calf or losing them both. Being a dairy farmer, I had a calf puller, and then when my wife became pregnant with our first son, I kind of kidded her that we could save a lot of money simply by using the calf puller when the time came. That did not go over well.
Well, very early on, I think, though, you do introduce her to this. There's a actual incident where you are involved in calf pulling. What was that like?
Yeah, I was a young and struggling dairy farmer, and I felt I had no money for those kinds of things. So my wife, who was, you know, we were newlyweds, there was a heifer, which is a cow that's having her very first calf, trying to have a calf. And so we used the old traditional method, which was you would use like a piece of baling twine and put it around the calf's legs and give the cow some help that way. And my wife was helping me. Our cattle yard was just a sea of mud, and this heifer was afraid of us, and she pulled us around, and it was like water skiing on mud, so it wasn't real pleasant. And shortly after that, my wife decided that I should have a calf puller so she wouldn't have to help anymore like that.
Well, since it's summer, the subject of vacation does come to mind. So I don't think of dairy farmers as ever having any time off, but it's really quite a touching incident you write about with your son.
Yeah.
So tell us what a dairy farmer's vacation looks like, please.
Well, it's a day trip. Basically, you hurry up to get chores and milking done in the morning. Then you'll have a few hours in the middle of the day and early afternoon where you can go someplace and maybe do something. So you're limited by time because milking starts again in the evening at a particular time. So, yeah, you rush off and just try to enjoy what time you can.
I know that you no longer have a farm, but for a number of years, cows were your daily companions, and they're usually pictured as placid, cud-chewing creatures. But I'm curious about your up-close and personal view of them. Do they have a variety of personalities? Did you name them? Did you have favorites? And about how long does a dairy cow live?
Oh, well, okay. I'll start with the last one first. A dairy cow, from the day they're born, they have to be about 2 years old before they have their first baby. They give birth once a year, and they can last three or four or five, maybe even up into like the 10 or 12 lactations. So a dairy cow will live about 15 years, you know, at the most. And then, yes, they do have distinct personalities. I still do have some cattle. I have Jersey steers. Jersey is that small brown dairy breed. And, yeah, they all definitely have their personalities. And, yeah, I've had a lot of experience with cows over the years. And some bad ones with bulls. You cannot trust a bull ever. I was nearly killed by one once. And so we began to use artificial insemination because then you don't have to worry about the bull chasing you. He's in this vat of liquid nitrogen.
Did you have names for the cows?
Yeah. The first cow that I named when I was a little kid, her name was Daisy, and my sister had a cow named Betsy, and we basically broke them so we could ride them, and that involved, you know, feeding the cow a little corn so she'd hold still and then hopping on her back, and then she'd stand there and eat corn, and we considered that riding them. Didn't go anywhere, but it was fun.
What do you miss about being a dairy farmer?
Oh, well, you know, there's a comfort to a daily routine. Every day you know that this particular thing and is going to happen. And walking into a barn in the middle of the winter when it's deathly cold and you walk into a barn and it's full of all these warm, cud-chewing animals and they're all at peace and just very comfortable and you smell that smell and feel the humidity and there's life in the middle of this cold desolation and milk. That's kind of neat. Mm. And I guess I miss that.
What's your writing life like?
Oh, I'm not a very good writer. I do a column every week, and, you know, if it's due on Monday, usually Sunday, I'm like, oh, boy, what am I going to do? So there's a lot of last-minute panic. Very seldom do I get ahead on things. But I write about what happens to us. I've done several pieces about since I've exited dairy farming, my wife and I have been able to travel. So I write travel pieces, and since the first 45 years of my life were spent on a dairy farm, everything's kind of new to me. I see it with new eyes, and I think, and we like the little out-of-the-way places. That's what we look for, and that's what we celebrate when I write those travel pieces.
Well, to respectfully disagree with you, I think you're a great writer, and I certainly had a great time reading your columns.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
I've been talking with Jerry Nelson about his book, Deer County Agent Guy, Calf Pulling, Husband Training, and Other Curious Dispatches from a Midwestern Dairy Farmer. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.